My name is Bob Edwards.
Tell me what happened.
February 16, 2009, a very good friend of mine, Bob Norton, and his wife, Neva, who had been flying as missionary pilots and medical missionaries in Venezuela, they went missing. They were on an emergency medical flight. They went to a little village out in the jungles of Venezuela. And then when they took off from there, weather was bad. They were heavily loaded with a lot of people on the plane, had a sick girl with them. About 30 minutes into the flight, they tried to radio back to their home base in Mile Rock, and they couldn't tell what they were saying. The Celsa, his right-hand man, was listening to the radio, and then we heard nothing. Then they heard nothing else. That was it. So the search began with the Civil Protection, which is their, which is a Venezuelan rescue organization. They searched for 22 days, flew over 200 hours of flight time looking for the crash site. The indigenous Indians spent over 100 days in the jungles looking for Bob and Neva, excuse me, and found nothing. And so it's a huge area. It's like 10,000 square miles of jungle. And so what we did only a few days after Bob and Neva went missing is we started pulling the team together up here in the U.S. And our team consists of people such as J.D. Brown. He's a pilot. John Deal with Yosemite's YOSAR, it's a rescue organization. Rick Slatton, Tim Evinger, these guys are from a MAST organization that specializes in cold case aviation searches. And the list goes on. We have a really dynamic and really talented team here in the U.S. We did initially a lot of satellite image analysis. Some satellite companies provided recent imagery of the area where we thought they might have crashed. We analyzed the images looking for possible crash sites. We've done containment analysis, which is looking at all the possible scenarios that we can think of and where and why he might have been in these different areas. And so we've made two trips down to Venezuela. We're planning a third trip down middle of February. Our other two trips down were to look at our satellite image points of interest and to also actually physically search in the jungle with the Indians in one of our critical zones. It's very tedious, very slow going. The jungle is very unforgiving and thick. And so on our second trip down, started thinking, okay, maybe we need to try a more technological approach. So that was over a year ago. And we started developing it's basically a search UAV. It's an unmanned aircraft. It's a modified remote control airplane that has cameras and sensors on it. And we've been developing it now for quite a few months to try to take it down later this year to try to scan some of our high-priority zones. And so our trip that's coming up in February is to take Tim Evinger, who's one of our team members. He's an investigator. He's going to go with us to go down and interview some of the eyewitnesses that we haven't talked to yet and some of our other eyewitnesses that we've talked to in the past. And we're going to try to get more information to help build our model for when we take the UAV down, which we have to get permits and request permission and so on and so forth to be able to take that down. So we hope also in February when we go down to meet with some of the officials about this UAV and to start the paperwork and the process for getting this, you know, getting clearance to bring it into the country. It's a pretty involved process.
With a dense jungle, the chances are that any physical sign would have already been covered up by the jungle reclaiming that space.
That's correct. And so some of the sensors that we're developing and working on, we have quite a few engineers that are helping us, would basically bounce a signal off the jungle floor looking for a response that would be different from something metal versus the trees and the rocks and the anacondas and the things that are there. So we're looking for a what we would call a POI or a point of interest. So as this, if you picture this, it's like a 8-foot wingspan remote control type plane, but it flies a grid like a lawnmower back and forth, back and forth. Very inexpensive to fly, and it has the sensors that are sensing, and basically pinging the earth like a sonar as it's going, looking for some kind of response that says, hey, don't know what this is, but we should go check this out. It's something different than the rocks and the trees. And you're exactly right. The jungle grows back very fast. And so it will take things beyond just cameras to try to locate the crash site.
Magnetic and metal detecting.
Basically.
Such like that.
And we're going to fly really low with this thing because it's One of the things that we've met with NASA at the Goddard Space Flight Center, and they had developed some very complex radar for doing this sort of thing. They fly very high, and it's very powerful, and it takes a lot of equipment, and you know, it's very very expensive. Our approach is, because we're grassroots funded and volunteer team, our approach is let's fly really low so we can, you know, use low power sensing and not have it manned, so we don't have the risk of somebody in an airplane. It's actually just an unmanned aircraft, and then you don't have to have as much power. You can fly and map at a very low cost a big area.
How many of these planes do you have?
Well, we're building our second one right now. The first one we built was a prototype version to get things going. The one that we're building right now will actually be one of the two aircrafts that we take down to Venezuela. And we have, we're probably about 50% completed with the construction of it right now.
Now, how can people help?
Well, what we're doing is we're having a benefit dinner this weekend, February the 4th, at Tryon, Georgia, at Regaldale Tavern, and it's a fundraiser. It's $25 a plate, and we have a silent auction, some really cool items from Jackson Kayak and Rock Creek and PMI, different companies that are putting some items out there for the silent auction, and we'll have a little briefing about the search effort, and so that's the way we're raising money right now for our next trip is $25 a plate at a benefit dinner. It's 5:30 in the evening, and it's at 205 Central, I think it's Central Avenue, in Tryon, Georgia. It's the Regaldale Tavern.
It's Saturday night.
It's this coming Saturday night, yes, ma'am, at 5:30 to 7:30.
Do you have a webpage?
We do. It's www.findingbobnorton.org, and Finding Bob Norton is all one word. And there's information there about our effort and about the team and about the benefit dinner that's coming up. So really appreciate everybody that's been helpful. A lot of people have chipped in their time, and we have the team that works with me on this is just phenomenal. They just spend a tremendous amount of time. And we're working with some local and also some other search agencies. As we develop this technology, we hope that it will be useful for search and rescue here in the U.S. as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good.